Here we are, Cronus and Leah, day three, Thursday, the 12th of June, day three of our Jess, Anne, and James story.
And they're back in the office. It's Wednesday morning in the story, and Jess has trouble. Oh, no. It looks like my computer really has caught a virus.
Okay, why is she saying this really? Well, if you remember yesterday...
We look back to Section C, and she was saying maybe she would send a virus to Mr. Bean.
And,
Because Mr. Bean was sending so many forwards, dirty jokes, and so on.
It looks like turnabout is fair play. She said she was going to do it, but she got a virus instead. So her computer really has caught a virus. And Anne says, why did you open an attachment? So a lot of times when you receive these forwards, they have attachments with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to really think about whether you want to open the attachment.
Or buy an antivirus program.
Does it catch everything?
It catches everything. I bought a new one this year, and it's pretty good. It catches anything that, you know, looks like it could be trouble.
I've got a Brad Pitt naked attachment that I've been trying to decide whether to open or not. But that's always the danger when you have attachments. It's, should I do it? Should I not?
Yeah.
And Jess says, yeah, something called George W. Bush. An hour later, all I see are pictures of George W. Bush in women's clothes.
Okay, George W. Bush, of course, the president of the USA, and George W. Bush doesn't usually wear women's clothes,
Mm-mm.
or at all.
Mm-mm.
But this is a virus, and it infects your computer, and this is what happens. You get pictures of George Bush.
Now, I don't know if all of the ones with George Bush and lingerie and everything are viruses, because I opened one and I had no problem.
Was it funny?
It was very good. but you never know, and that's why you always have to be careful. And she said it was something called George W. Bush. That means that the attachment was labeled George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Anne says, I kind of like it. He looks better that way, doesn't he? More presidential.
So he's wearing women's clothes in these pictures, and Anne thinks it's funny. She kind of likes it.
It is the best one I've seen in a while, if it's the same one. Jess says, I preferred the forward with pictures of him side by side with monkeys.
I've seen that one as well.
I haven't seen that one. But I know that there's something definitely true about George W. Bush, and that is the man cannot make a normal facial expression. Every facial expression, every photograph of him, he always looks like somebody's just hit him in the face with a truck or something has happened.
I think the thing to remember is that it doesn't matter who the president of the United States is, people will make fun of the man or woman.
Especially if they make faces like that.
And so, he shouldn't feel too bad. They did it to Bill Clinton before him.
Supposedly he laughs about it, actually, with all the Saturday Night Live stuff as well. There's
Good.
Even a sitcom about him that I don't think is on anymore. But Anne finishes off with, yeah, their expressions were exactly the same.
So, George and the monkeys.
Expressions just meaning the expression on your face. Your facial expression.